Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. So in this video, I'm asking whether the United Kingdom's Labour government is going to take away the right of under 16s to use social media. And I'm not sure if this is going to be for South Britain only or the United Kingdom in its entirety, because the internet, I don't know whether it's devolved or not. Notably, Australia has already done so several months ago, and of course it's the Australian Labour Party in office there. So unfortunately, it's likely the United Kingdom will follow suit. So now obviously Labour's got its authoritarian instincts. It's very moralistic, is all about say they're about child protection, but they're not. We know what really actuates the Labour Party is the commission of sexual violence against little children on a massive scale and expanding that. That is their raison d'être. But they will sometimes pretend to be, so concerned and protective of children when the polar opposite is the case. But coming back to social media, so that's things we used to have Bebo and MySpace. I reckon they've gone the way of the dodo. There's Facebook and I don't know what else there. Snap. There is well, they were not on LinkedIn because they're not working. And I can't think, but they used to be Friends of Reunited. That was probably the first one. Instagram. What's those sort of 1 minute videos? I forget what they're called. TikTok. So these youngsters won't be allowed to socialize, to form a group, to share their enthusiasms for whatever sport, whatever viewpoints, and so on. That'll be taken away from them. And for some adolescents, that is their only way they socialize. Some of them are, you've got social anxiety, are allowed to be school refusers. A generation ago, you'd be saying, get out of the, we are not tolerating that nonsense. Do you think they put up with that in Japan or South Korea or Singapore or Malaysia or China or countries with rapidly growing economies? They do not tolerate this nonsense. You are going and that's it. SEN, they haven't heard of it. I was dealing with a group of Japanese school children last week and they were incredibly well behaved and there was no rudeness, there's no raised voices, and we could do that here. It's cultural, the so-called indulgence and promotion of neurodiversity. I mean, I know there is real diversity, but it's so often an excuse for just bad behavior and idleness. But coming back to social media, now I realize some people can get hooked in it, internet crack, Facebook, surfing it, going down whatever rabbit holes, and not having real friends, only having online friends. And that's not an entirely healthy thing. It's a bit of a waste of time. You think, get off your ass, go and achieve something, play a sport. There's one of the reasons I have childhood obesity, or do amateur drama, or I don't know, or board games, or something constructive. And yeah, it can be a waste of time. And anything, if taken too far, can be deleterious. To say it's addictive is not an argument itself. I mean, I knew a chap who was addictive to jogging, and even jogging in excess is bad for you. It can cause a heart attack, and so on. But I don't think there's proper ground. Oh, the harmful content. Well, why do you block the harmful content? You're using a sledgehammer to crack a nut. I mean, already promotion of suicide or drug abuse or racial hatred, religious hatred, is outlawed. Misogyny. The trouble is, misogyny, according to the feminazis, is she's good looking, or she's got good legs, or something like that. That is so-called misogyny. Is any comment about a woman's appearance, or any criticism of a woman, or any defense of human rights, is misogyny, according to the feminazis. So for the under 16, so. And that's why Labour, they would view this as a concrete achievement, because even in their own terms, they've achieved almost nothing. There have been 14 major volte-face they performed in, is it 19 months in office. So anyway, looks like there'll be amendments in the upper chamber and so on. It's not yet a law. So it's authoritarian, it's sort of incipient totalitarianism, and so on. But it's not going to work for various reasons. We see how it failed in Australia. They're increasingly computer literate adolescents. They've circumvented this. They use false identities. Do they get sort of burner phones and SIM cards to fake their age? Do they use somebody else's photo to dupe the facial recognition technology? I'm not sure what else they do. May bring them to darker spaces, and all the rest of it. So it's harmless to have a Facebook group to publish some, decent photos, to say hi, to share common interests, to chat. Well, they're just doing what adults do, socializing. So I'm almost libertarian. I realize this doesn't fully apply to minors because, they lack the life experience. They're more likely to do injudicious things. The prefrontal cortex is not fully formed. And they're more emotional, they're even less rational. Some people are unwise at 70, some people are wise at 17. But I realize generally speaking, people calm down or a bit more risk averse as they get older. I noticed that they recognize the unworkability of this because the virtual private networks, so you can get around it quite easily, smartphones and whatever. So the age verification, that will breach people's privacy, it will reduce their security. And why don't you take it out on the tech companies, the National Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Children, saying this is actually punishing minors for something they didn't do anything wrong. You should hold the companies to account, the platforms, you see. So yeah, they'll be in less regulated spaces where they get even more harmful and unfiltered content. Okay. So isn't, but they need to communicate about their homework or whatever. It can be educative. They can help them find their peer group. Yeah. So it'll isolate some youngsters even more. Okay. So yes, it can be a cause of mental health issues, but there's not reason to take it away. I mean, loads of things are. I mean, some people get sad about sport. They get suicidally depressed. They lose. We can't ban sport and so on. And so then they'll be going cold turkey. Some people are hooked in it to not have it at all. They'll be in a flat spin. So I think, you know, better regulation. So, yeah. I'm loath to have censorship, but you know, this no religious hatred, but any critique of any religion, any religious belief, any religious practice, they'll say as religious hatred. Some people think circumcision shouldn't be allowed or whatever is bad, and people say that's religious hatred you're promoting. It's a bit like, where was it in Belgium? They insist that circumcision can only be performed by doctors and not moles. And one of Trump's diplomats was over there, was interfering in Belgian domestic politics and saying some outrageously offensive and dishonest things, saying that it's anti-Semitic and so on. But, you know, they would say that people might say Belgium's law is like a religious hatred, which it definitely isn't. Goodness. So I think this is bad. It's the thin end of the wedge. And if 16, why not 18? Why not 21? It gets a bit like Wednesbury irrationality. So this legislation is too extensive. And probably the age limit is too high. If it was like 14 or 12, you know, I might be open to that. Could we not allow some social media platforms which are more moderated to make sure that they are like a safe space for children? And if Labour really wanted safety for children, they would not be procuring deadly poisons to be injected into children. They would not be torturing little children to death. They would not be ripping them apart. They would not be imposing hypoxia on kids. They would not be promoting violence against children, excusing it, using euphemistic language to encourage the mass murder of children, sanitizing, attempting to normalize and minimize ultra-violence against children. And all the political parties are guilty of this. The Liberal Democrats, the Conservative Party, Scottish National Party, the Greens, maybe Reform UK, Sinn Féin, and so on. But Labour's the worst of the lot. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.